Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the Howracky Breakfast.
Welcome to the best of the Matt and Jerry show on Howracky.
Yeah, it's the Cy and Gary show on Howracky with Matt and Jerry for the 1st of June. Jerry, it's the 1st of June.
Certainly is the 1st of June, and you know what that means, don't you?
What's that?
You know what that means.
No, I don't know what that means.
That means it's a new month, but it also means that, and what happened yesterday? That's the other thing, what happened yesterday?
I don't remember anything happening yesterday.
Remember things that happened yesterday? What happened yesterday?
I don't remember promising to do anything yesterday.
I think you did. I think you promised to shave your Mick and brows if the Oklahoma City Thunder lost, and they lost.
Good morning, Rob. Do you think I should have to shave my Mick and brows because the Oklahoma lost?
Definitely. You had a binding referendum yesterday.
It was binding.
But
Rob makes a good point.
But
thank you,
and,
Rob.
It was ruined, so you definitely had to pay penance.
But the Mick as well.
Thank you, Rob.
All over, bud.
And your Mick.
Hey, Rob, would you like to be cleared out?
I'd love to be, especially halfway through the sentence.
Okay, you start talking, we'll clear you out.
All right, then. You guys have it.
The line! It's the weekly world of weed.
It's time to welcome to the show Abe from Whakamana, the Cannabis Museum in Dunedin. And we've had a listener question from Harry of Herne Bay for you, Abe. How do you convince a cop not to bust you when he or she catches you with a joint?
Well, that's probably the most important question that one of your listeners has ever asked. And this is a fluid situation. It's changing a lot. My advice, you know, a couple of years ago would have been a little different, but the police team seem to be taking a slightly more relaxed approach, at least when it comes to a single joint. You know, they're still going hard with the helicopter recovery. They're still busting people for growing, imprisoning people just for having cannabis. But if they see you on the street with a joint, it's generally a lot of paperwork that they don't want to hassle with. And the sort of directive from the top to be more generous with the pre-charge warnings these days and age means that kind of being respectful to the police and just chucking it away and being like, oh, I'm so sorry, that could end up with a good outcome. Now, traditionally, you never want to admit to a police officer that you're committing a crime. So if they say, is that cannabis? You know, it's probably, historically at least, better to say no or I don't know. Although these days, you know, if you're polite and respectful to them, generally they'll just, you know, toss it away and let you go. That being said, it is very interesting now that we have the new psychoactive substances, the synthetic cannabis. You know, that was allowed to be sold in dairies for quite a long time. And even when they regulated it and then restricted it and then pulled them off the shelves, it's still not actually a criminal penalty to possess those synthetics. So if you have a joint of marijuana, you could be convicted. If you have a joint of synthetic cannabis, it's just a fine. So hard for them to tell. You know, they would have to get ESR to test it. So maybe you could say, I thought it was synthetic cannabis. I'm so sorry, officer.
Abe from Whakamana, the Cannabis Museum in Dunedin. Is it a good idea to offer the officer a puff on the marijuana cigarette?
Well, I think that depends a lot on what region you're in. And I guess for listeners in the Auckland area, maybe what kind of suburb. Some cops are cooler than others. Maybe, you know, you can catch a glint in their eye, but I think I would advise against this in most cases.
So you don't believe in sort of turning it back into your mouth and then setting up a shoddy sort of a situation and maybe giving the cop a bit of a go on the shoddy?
Well, you know, if it's clear that the situation is already going downhill and, you know, it's not going to end positively for you anyways, you know, why not get that in there? Might make his day a little better.
One final question for you, Abe from Whakamana. If you stub it out and then eat it, how are you going to feel after you do that?
Well, unfortunately, when you eat cannabis, You have to heat it a little first. So maybe some of the bud at the end of the joint, or, you know, depending how big the joint is, if it had some heat applied to it, then it would be what we call decarboxylated. That changes the chemical structure of the THC so that it can actually be psychoactive. If you eat a raw bud, it's not going to affect you. But if you take that raw bud and heat it in a dry cast iron pan on the lowest heat setting on your electric element and turn it gently for a few minutes, it'll glow slightly brown. If you then take that bud and eat it or sprinkle it on your cereal, it will have a strong effect.
Finally, Abe from Whakamana, the Cannabis Museum in Dunedin, what about this for an option? You get caught smoking the joint, you show how tough you are by leaving it lit and then rolling it back into your mouth and munching on it still lit while you reach down and grab your crotch and go, you want some? You want some? You want some? Like that?
This, I think, would be more suited to a back of the Y skit.
Oh, yeah. I think we did that one.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells.
The How Recce Breakfast.
You're trying to rustle up support for this and you're not going to get it.
What do you mean? I've got so much support.
Because people are ringing through on 0800 How Recce and they're trying to protect my mic and browse.
No, they're not. Good morning, Riff. How are you? Good morning.
There's one on the no column because I'm not hearing
Hello.
Any.
Hello.
There we go. Shave him. There's one for
so
the
So you got one so far. One out of ten.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, shave the mick and brows.
Oh, come on.
There we go. Thanks very much. Good morning, Haraki. Go on.
Hey, can we clear the lines?
Clear the lines!
That's just playing into my hands because it's just opening it up to more calls.
Well, this is just a play the mick and... This is sort of a vein of people wanting me to shave the mick and brows.
Good morning. Would you like Matt to shave his mick and brows?
Shave him. And can I get a dead rubber, please?
Oh, yeah,
can
absolutely.
You get a, can you get a dead rubber?
Yeah.
Dead rubber,
yeah.
Of course
yeah.
you can.
Oh, that's highly irregular.
Dead rubber.
This is not a dead rubber.
it's a dead rubber.
It's not a dead rubber. Good morning, Haraki.
G'day. You better shave the looking brows there.
Yeah, so there we go.
What's your name?
Hamish.
Hamish. Thanks, Hamish. Good buddy. You're a good mate. Thanks for that, Hamish. Good man.
Good morning, Haraki.
Yep, shave him.
Come on.
That's it.
Where's the Stephen Adams fans?
That's it.
Where's the Stephen Adams Oklahoma Thunder fans?
Well, I think those people are... You can be a Stephen Adams Oklahoma fan and want you to shave your mick and brows
but
as
I
well.
Only said I would shave my mick and brows in support of... Because I wanted them to go through to the finals.
Mm.
So if you support and care about Stephen Adams and Oklahoma Thunder, you want me not to have to shave my... Mick and brows.
To me, this has gone further than that now. It's more just that people want to see you shave your mick and brows.
You don't know what a mick is.
It's gone. So that's it. So you got it after eight.
So you didn't say a time frame. So like if I... So after eight, that could be after... That could be 10 years after eight.
No, after eight. You after eight.
Yeah, after eight.
You're going to shave your mick and brows.
2026.
Agenda.
Later, punters gamble, soon Labor and Greens, but now a funeral late fee.
From July 1, the City Council, the Auckland City Council, could start charging grieving families $50 service fee if they are late to a burial or cremation. The $50 penalty is one of about 250 proposed changes to council fees and user charges that will be debated by city councillors later on today. Paul Eagle, who oversees the department that charges the fees, was quick to say on Tuesday that he would not be supporting the late penalty for burials. This man is mean-spirited, he said, and bottom-of-the-barrel sort of stuff.
So, I wonder who's even suggesting this, because $50 is not going to be the make or break of whether you're late to your burial, you know, or your cremation. That's not going to be the make or break. You know, it's not going to make a difference. That is the worst idea since you made me shave my mick and brows.
So you can imagine people, like, now what they are is that people will be at a, let's put mick and brows to the side just quickly here and look at this issue. So what you've got is you've got a grieving family. Mm. It's the day that their family member is going to be buried or cremated. It's a hugely emotional day.
Mm.
And... someone's on looking at their watch the whole time. They're like, this is going on a little bit later. People are coming up to us and saying, you know, offering their condolences and all that sort of stuff. And you say, excuse me, sorry, we've actually got to get on our way now. We don't want to pay the $50 fee to the council for being late to our cremation.
Yeah.
Oh my God, who came up with that idea?
I'd love to know the name of the person that came up with that idea, that even suggested it. That is a complete and utter insanity. Shocking. I was at a funeral recently for a dear friend that passed, and the ceremony went on too long. It was packed. There was a lot of speakers, and then they just shut it down. They went, "You got to get out of here, out of the service hall," and just kicked us out and said it was over. And so everyone was still had to go out and basically find an area near a tree with, you know, 250, 300 people that were there and stand around the tree and finish the ceremony.
Well, obviously the cathedral or the chapel or the place of mourning was in demand. It's booked out.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people dying.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it works. People, you know, being born, people are dying.
This is a fact. Nearly everyone will at some point die.
Nearly everyone. Are you going to get cryogenically frozen?
Well, you could end up a White Walker. Easily end up a White Walker. If you're born north of the wall, or, you know, if you get attacked by a White Walker.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the How Recce Breakfast.
The agenda.
Later funeral late fees, soon punters gamble, but now Labor and Greens.
Yeah, this is all over the front page of the Herald. The Labor Party and the Green Party have confirmed that they will work together at next year's election in a bid to change the government. Labor leader Andrew Little and Greens co-leaders James Shaw and Matilda Ture announced this afternoon that they had signed a memorandum of understanding. "It's time for a change," said Mr. Little.
Hey, should we run a snap poll on this next? We'll run a snap poll and so they can find out before the election whether this is going to work.
Totes.
So we'll take, how many votes do you reckon? Five to decide it? Best of five or best of ten?
Let's go 10, eh?
It's a best of 10. Yep. Will you now vote for Labor and the Greens or National?
Yep.
And we'll just, and then they can decide whether it was the right decision for them, Labor Party and Green Party, to come together. And maybe we can just forego an expensive election and just call it now.
So save the country $35 million.
So let's run a binding referendum next. Right. Labor and the Greens or National?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells.
The How Recce Breakfast.
Labor and the Greens have teamed up for the next election to save the country money and time. We're running a binding referendum election right now here on the Matt and Jerry Show. Best of 10 votes decides it. Is it Labor and the Greens or National for Government? You decide. 0800 How Recce, 0800 428 725.
First on the ballot this morning, Big Nick. Big Nick.
Kia ora, fellas. I'm going Labor Greens hand down.
Labor Green. What do you like about them, Big Nick?
Basically, I just hate John Key. So,
Okay. It's a protest vote there. One in the column for Labor Greens. Thank you, Big Nick. You have a great day.
Good morning, Martin. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day, and I'm excited to be here.
You're calling from South Auckland?
Hamilton.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, Martin. Labor Greens or the National Party?
I hate saying it, but it has to be Labor Greens.
Whoa. Okay, Labor Greens taking an early lead in this binding referendum.
Good morning, John from Matamata.
Morning.
Where's your vote going?
Well, you see, I'm a smoker, so either way I'm screwed. So I'd probably actually vote for Winston Peters, even though I'm not quite ready for a blue rinse and a hairnet just yet.
Well, Winston Peters is a big supporter of the smokers, isn't he? What is it? We find that we did a survey and we rang around in there recently and we found out exactly what he's smoking, eh?
Yeah.
And we asked him, didn't we?
Yeah, he smokes...
The Dunny Blues.
He smokes Dunny Blues.
Dunny Blues because they're a bit cheaper than the Winnie Reds.
Yeah. Yeah, he smokes Dunny Blues. Okay, John, so that's one for Winston Peters in there. Good morning, Ben. How are you this morning?
Oh, this is Garibaldi from Masterton.
Oh, yes. Hello,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah, it makes sense that their phones would tell you you're Ben from Kuiper Flex.
I'm good, Ben. How are you guys?
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you ready to make a difference and vote in this important election?
Oh, I don't know if it's going to be much of a difference. It's probably going to be much the same as it is now, really.
So who do you want, Labor and the Greens or National?
National voter.
National voter.
Big time. Goes back to the country roots on the farm there, eh? So something I've held on to. I think they've slid a little bit backwards, but I'll keep voting for them.
You're very popular with the farmers in the rural sector, the National Party.
Thank you very much for your vote. Good morning, Vijay. Which way are you going? Morning, Vijay.
This might be a hanging chad, that vote. And now we're put on hold.
And now we've been hung up on.
It's a disappointing end to our election.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well, let's clear the lines.
Let's clear the lines.
Okay,
we've got two for Labour and the Greens and one for National, one
Hello?
For Dunny Blues.
Good morning. Who are we talking to? Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Who would you like to vote for?
Definitely National. Okay. Keep Labour and those hippies out.
Okay.
All right. That ties things up. That ties them up at two apiece.
The JJ.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear my name. That wasn't me on the line.
Wasn't it?
But no, it wasn't. But I say let the pot-smoking Labourers have a crack at it.
Okay, it's 3-2. I tell you what, this is going against the polls at the moment. This could be an upset victory for Labour and the Greens here.
Hello, Nathan.
Early days.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm going National.
You're going National?
Okay, there we go. Three for National.
Yeah, clear them out. Clear them out.
Clear the lines!
Three for Labour and the Greens, one for Winston Peters. Oh, we're taking 10, aren't we? So we're up to 7. We've got 3 to go.
Okay, 3 to go. So, well, hang on a minute. 3 to go. This is getting too tight to call.
This is pretty tight. Tim from Bethel's Beach.
I definitely have to go Labour Greens. Come on, guys. Come on, everyone out there. Like, how the fuck can we... Oh, how the F can we not?
Oh, watch your language. Watch your language, Tim from Bethel's Beach.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
He watched his language.
Massively watched his language.
Hung up on himself.
I may have overshot the mark there with my watch your language.
Good morning, Sam from Masterton.
Hello.
Hello.
Labour Greens and clear me out, please.
Okay.
And that's it for Labour and Greens. I've taken it out.
Clear the lines!
Turns out it's a good move by Andrew Little and the Green Party.
And that's a binding election result. I'm not sure if I agree with it because none of the Labour Party trimmed their downstairs.
Neither does James Shaw and the Greens.
There's no trimming of the downstairs on the left.
No, he has cashed a man though. But what was interesting? What happens if the Greens situation? Who's going to be deputy? Because they've got two leaders.
Yeah,
I've never understood this.
You can't have two leaders.
It's just insane. Okay, Labour and Greens, take it out. Well, according to our listenership, it's a great move.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the Hauraki Breakfast.
You're but two fathoms through our podcast. Well done.
Good morning, Rastus. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Yourself?
Good, thank you. How can we help you?
I just got a new song out. It's just on YouTube. I was wondering if you guys might want to check it out.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Text Your Dad.
Are you Rastus McQueen?
Yes, that's me.
Are you the Rastus McQueen?
Rastus Jag McQueen, that's me.
All right, let's play the song of yours. All right,
here we go. You.
Text your dad. Texting dads over time. I text one or two at a time. Texting pictures of my underwear. Texting dads that I'm queer. Everybody wants a dad to send texts on it long. Everybody put them up. Get your dads up, let's put them up. Text your dad. Text your dad.
That's a hit.
That's really good, Rastus.
That's bloody good, Rastus. A cappella.
There's a lot of heart in there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
That's really catchy.
Do you know, it makes me want to text my dad.
I'll text him. How you feel?
I'm gonna text him.
Is it a call to arms? Is that what it is, or is it more talking about something that you do a lot?
If you listen to the lyrics closely, it's more about me sending nude pics to other people's dads.
Right, okay, yeah.
Oh, right. Really? You said, is that by mistake or is that on purpose?
Well, you know, things happen after a couple of drinks and, things happen.
You just start texting other people's dads nude pictures of yourself.
That's it. I can see how
something like that could happen, you know. Hey, look, we'll put this Text Your Dad up on our Hauraki Breakfast Facebook page and, look.
Text your dad. Check it out, listeners.
This is Kiwi music at its best.
This is it.
text your dad.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the How Recce Breakfast.
Hello, everyone. What an exciting time it is as Matt now has his razor in his hand. We've got everything ready. What kind of razor is that, Matt?
It's a Power Edge 3.
Power Edge 3?
The ultimate shave.
Is that by Bic or is that by... What is that? Who makes the Power Edge 3?
Grip, non-handle, knife-coated.
Doesn't have a brand.
The ultimate shave.
No.
Power
it's
Edge.
It's not a Gillette, is it?
It is a Power Edge.
Is
Power
it a
Edge
Schick is, or a Gillette?
The Power Edge is the brand.
Oh, Power Edge, okay.
Is it?
I can't wait to see that Power Edge its way across your brow and then down towards your Mac.
Now, see, I've got a technicality there, and a lot of people have been ringing through this, and this is what I say as well, and I think it's true. It's like, there's a technicality here. Yeah, I promised to shave my Mac and brows, right? If the Oklahoma Thunder didn't win Game 7 yesterday and go into the finals with the great Stephen Adams. And look, I admitted that, but like, there's a technicality here that, you know what, Jerry, you know what a Mac is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a Mac. So I can't shave it. So I think you got to let me off the hook on that one. Brows I have. Okay.
Yeah, but I think when I refer to Mick and Browse, to me it's like it's less about the actual part, it's more about the kind of the area. So I mean the Mick for me is when you're talking of shaving your Mick and Browse, it just means that you're shaving down there as well. That's what I took it to.
This is the plea bargain I'm gonna go for, okay? Because there has been...
Why do you not want to shave your Mac so badly?
Because I don't want to just be standing with this dry razor hacking at my Mac.
So you're saying you do have a Mac?
Look, maybe tonight I will, when I get home with a bit of, in the shower, some lube. But lubricant of some sort, but I'm not going to hack around down there with a Power Edge 3 here in the Harriet studio. I can nick a bit to give me all... There's lots of nooks and crannies down there, you know? It's a risky business.
I'm sweating. Okay. Oh, look, I think you've got to shave your Mac at some point. I think that's the thing. I mean, it's part of the deal.
Well, let's go to James. He might be ringing to let me off the hook. Morning, James.
Hey, how are you, mate?
No,
I reckon you're
saying
that. It's risky business.
He's not ringing to let you off the hook.
Why is he ringing?
No, that's risky business. That's risky business.
What, shaving? Oh, you are. Shaving your mix? Risky business,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Yeah, risky business. Well,
it's not like...
You can't
miss around. It's not like we're on a bus or anything like that. It's not like the studio's moving.
It's a risky business. I'll give you my brows. But the mix's mine.
Can you clear me out of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well.
The lines!
Okay, so we're going to do it in the song, I suppose. And then come back and see how far through Matt is shaving his brows. Well, I think you've got to start attacking your Mick as well. I think you've got to have a hack at the Mick.
I'll have a hack at the top of the Mick.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells,
The How Recce Breakfast.
In that song, Matt has been hacking away at his brows with the... What kind of razor is that, Matt?
It's a Power Edge 3.
It's a Power Edge 3.
It's not any of the major brands. It's just a Power Edge 3.
And it's working well, though.
Doing
the job.
To be fair, as a disposable razor, it's got a good head on it. It's got a lubricated strip. I had to lick that to get some lube going. But it's actually... How do I look without a right eyebrow?
Kind of weird. But not terrible. Mm. Not terrible. I mean, you probably mascara something on there. Interesting, we've got Wes on the line. Wes from Oklahoma. Wes, it all began with you, really, this whole situation with Matt having to shave his Mick and brows.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Well, I think it was a conversation that we had with you about a week ago, and you were saying that Oklahoma are definitely going to take it home.
I was hoping they would, and I know when they were up 3-1, I definitely thought they could.
You G'd me up with false belief, Wes,
well,
from Oklahoma.
I'm so sorry. Our nickname is Choklahoma for many reasons.
There was a Choklahoma, wasn't it? That game six.
Game six, the last 5 minutes, was absolutely Choklahoma all the way. So
Curry and Thompson, three after three after three.
Yeah,
I kept
on
expecting one not to go down, but they just all went down in that fourth quarter.
Absolutely. It was painful to watch.
And as a result, I've got to lose my brows. But Wiz, would you agree with me when I say I don't have to shave the mick?
I don't think you have to shave. I think enough has been lost. And you got to be a man of your word and shave your brows. But if you don't have a mick, and
yeah, exactly. It's a logic
you
thing.
You don't have to shave it.
It's a logic
I also
thing.
Don't want to listen in on like an accidental vasectomy or something.
That's my point as well. I've got one dry disposable razor here. Like, yeah. Things could go horribly wrong.
I think it's going to improve your mick. I think that's the thing is that you give it a bit of a hack at it and I think your mick will come up trumps.
Well, that doesn't exist as Wiz is pointing out. You are using the mick is a very gender specific term and you're using it in the broader male female range that it can't be used in. And as a technicality, I'll take the brows off, but the non-existent mick remains.
No, you got to have a hack at the mick. Just a little hack at the mick. That's all I'm asking. Come on. Let's see a hack at the mic.
Oh, yeah. Have a little hack at
just the mic. Just a hack at the top of the mic.
It's bad going. I'm running a bit of a thicket down there.
You are running a thicket. Jesus, you need to trim before you have a hack. Okay, there you go. You've had a hack at it. Good on you.
This is what you get for being a true believer in the Oklahoma Thunder, as I have been since 2008.
The Howracky Breakfast Fact Factor.
Just gone 7:30, time for the Fact Factor. Here's how it works. I'll come up with a topic. Matt comes up with three facts on that topic. We'll judge whether they're good or bad and work out whether he has the Fact Factor. Airbus says it's trying to sell Air New Zealand its ultra-long-range Airbus A350XWB, which would be capable of flying from Auckland to cities like New York direct, so no stops. At the launch of Cathay Pacific's A350-900 aircraft in Hong Kong overnight, the plane maker Airbus said it had done a fair amount of work with Air New Zealand. So this morning, Matt and the Fact Factor, I want Airbus facts, please.
Now, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Imagine if we could fly. So if you could fly from New Zealand to Auckland to, say, New York.
Yes.
Then it's not long from being able to fly from Auckland to London.
Yes.
And then imagine that one flight. And then so you wouldn't have to stop off at LA or Hong Kong or Singapore or, Dubai.
Yeah.
You just go straight through in a straight line and that could cut the flight time down to, what, 18 hours?
Oh, I reckon, I don't know, but like maybe 20 or something like that, 18 to 20?
And the one flight, just one flight from Auckland to Europe. That would be incredible.
Imagine. That will be in our lifetime.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
That's pretty exciting.
Because they're getting more and more efficient.
Now, Jerry, yesterday you caused a lot of controversy and anger and a lot of the audience spoke up and the dislike of the style in which you judge the Fact Factor, and they said you're too music-focused. And they said that you keep voting facts down purely on the sound bed behind it. So, as I said yesterday, this Fact Factor will be delivered in complete silence.
Yep.
And so, hopefully, you'll be able to zone in on the facts in their own right and not get distracted by the music.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. So, no music this morning in the Fact Factor. I'm really looking forward to this. And I'm totally going to zone in on the fact and really concentrate and judge properly.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, Airbus facts.
What's your first Airbus fact?
In 2009, Captain Sully Sullenberger performed the miracle on the Hudson, saving all 155 of his passengers when he ditched an Airbus A320 into the Hudson River. He may have saved 155 human lives, but his actions led to a mass slaughter of local geese when the US Department of Agriculture and Wildlife Services gassed 3,235 Canadian geese and coated 2,739 of their eggs in corn oil to suffocate the offspring.
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
It was really long, wasn't it? Without the music as well, it just seemed a little so empty. And also, why did they not just stomp on the eggs? Why did they have to coat them in corn oil to suffocate the offspring?
You know nothing about Canadian geese. Absolutely nothing. Because if you just stomped on the eggs, they'd know the eggs were gone and they'd lay more eggs and nurture those. But if you coat them in oil, they keep looking after the eggs. But the geese inside are already dead.
Why did they have to get rid of the geese?
Because the plane crashed, the Airbus A320, because it got a geese strike into the engines.
Okay.
It ran through a flock of geese.
Yeah. Well, look, that was too long, that fact, and just feels a little bit empty without the music. So sorry about that. What's your second Airbus fact?
In 2012, an Airbus A320 flying out of San Diego flew 150 miles past its destination of Minneapolis because the two pilots were arguing about something.
What a fact! That has the Fact Factor.
You just kind of hope when you're a passenger that the pilots aren't arguing.
Yeah.
And that they're focused in and zoned in on what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you take it for granted, don't you, as a passenger, that that's what's happening?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, good comeback there, Matt. One good, one bad fact. What is your third and final Airbus fact?
Every 2.5 seconds, an Airbus A320 takes off or lands somewhere in the world.
Oh, fact you, Heath. That's fact.
Come on!
Just felt a bit empty. It was a bit short. You know what I mean? Like, this feels a bit... Don't you reckon it feels a bit empty?
I thought the no music added gravitas to my facts.
Well, particularly when you speak like that.
In 2012, an Airbus A320 flying out of San Diego flew 150 miles past its destination of Minneapolis because the two pilots were arguing with each other. That's gravitas.
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
I know, but I was just showing how gravitas-full it was.
Oh, okay.
It's got gravitas up the arse when I talk like that with no music behind it.
It does have a bit of gravitas.
Gravitas right up the arse.
I'm sorry you lost the fact today. Just felt a bit weird. I was zoned in. I was listening to the facts. Definitely, I wasn't focused on the audio, but just not a great performance from you, really.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the Hauraki Breakfast.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Matt and Jerry show on Hauraki. Why not tune into us live if you feel like it? Mondays 6 till 10.
Yeah.
Mondays, weekdays.
Yeah.
Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and that's it. 6 till 10 for our show.